In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Word of God for our sermon devotion is recorded as we continue our readings from the Gospel according to St. Luke. We read the first 8 verses of the 18th chapter. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God, we may indicate elements of our prayer lives as God's chosen ones with 3 P's: places, people, positions. We pray in church, at home. We pray, I would suspect, generally to ourselves when we are at work or in school. We pray with and for our family. We pray with and for fellow believers. We pray for the government. We pray even for our enemies. When we pray, we might fold our hands, we might bow our heads, we might lift our eyes to the hills from where our help comes from. We may even at times fall to our knees in humble submission to God. Jesus reminds us in his parable of a 4th P that has to do with prayer, and that P is persistence. We are to keep praying and not give up in faintness of heart or cowardice of spirit. St. Luke is very clear and distinct in telling us what Jesus means with this parable. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Back in the day, we used to call this parable the parable of the unjust judge. Now, more often than not, it's called the parable of the persistent widow, and all the better. Because the unjust judge isn't the focus. The focus is on the widow and her persistence that teaches us to be like that in our prayers. And that leads to our theme. Her courage in keep coming, in her persistence, teaches us that real courage keeps seeking justice from God. Well, see, first of all, that's because God will give justice to his chosen ones. And secondly, that God will see that we always have faith to be persistent in our prayer. Now admit it. Who among us has not at some time or another given up in frustration when we kept coming to somebody with a request and that person seemingly, or maybe really, was ignoring us? Didn't we get frustrated and lose courage and think, why bother to even go on? Who hasn't done that? The widow in Jesus' parable didn't do that. She kept coming and kept coming with her need for justice. Unfortunately, the one that she took her need to was not a very good public servant. He didn't fear God. He didn't really see himself as a representative of God who should grant people justice. He didn't even particularly care about people, whether or not they got what they needed or what they wanted. She kept coming and coming, and he kept putting her off. The widow was persistent and did not give up. Finally, this poor excuse for a public servant granted her hearing. He would hear her case and grant her justice for two reasons. So that she'd stop bugging him. So she'd leave him alone. And so she wouldn't go to some higher authority and complain about him. Attack him, make all kinds of claims about him that he is not doing what he was supposed to do. The widow showed real courage in seeking justice. Do you show such persistence in your prayer life? Do you keep coming and coming to God, who is in no way like the unjust judge, with your prayers to be persistent? St. Paul writes, pray continually. James said the prayer of a righteous man is effective and powerful. Do you encourage a spirit and a strength of faith in your heart? Just keep coming and coming and coming to the throne of grace, even when it seems as if God is not listening, even when God does not answer our prayers immediately or in the way we ask. Isn't it a reality that sometimes God does answer our prayers the way we ask, and he does answer them right away? At other times, God says, wait. Why does he do that? Why does God say, wait? Why does God not come running and give us exactly what we want the instant we want it? Well, first of all, he doesn't do it because he's like the unjust judge, because he doesn't care. God does care. It's not because he isn't listening. He does listen. It isn't because he wants us to stop bugging him. God doesn't care how often we come. In fact, he tells us to keep coming and coming, and he will always be there for us. God waits to teach us patience. God waits to teach us persistence. God waits to teach us insistence as we go to his throne and insist as his chosen people, insist as his children that he give us what is best for us in a good and timely way. These lessons learned as Christians enable us to grow in our prayer lives. Enable us to pray to God as he commands us to come. These lessons learned prevent us from becoming spoiled brats. They prevent us from becoming demanding in the wrong sense, where we expect our God should do exactly what we want or what somebody else wants exactly when we want him to. God is listening. God is caring. God does hear us, even though some today falsely accuse him of not having those qualities or doing those things. In his good time, or as he says here, God will quickly give us justice. We need to remember that quickly to God is not always the same thing as quickly to us. But in just the right time, God opens his hands and satisfies our desires with what we need. We take our requests for daily bread to God. We take our requests for deliverance from trouble and weariness and difficulty. We take our requests for justice in the world and in our lives to God. And we are to be persistent, to keep coming to our Lord in prayer. God will bring justice to his chosen ones. He will never grow weary of us as we look to him for spiritual and material blessings. And this is especially true when we pray for the justice of the forgiveness of our sins. In Christ, here is God's justice. Paul writes to the Romans, "But where sin increased, grace increased all the more." That's what we pray, isn't it? That as sin has a place and finds its place in our lives, even as Christians, that we go to God and look for his increasing forgiveness and grace that is even more to us in Christ. It is that forgiveness in the Gospels we talked about in Bible class this morning that comes to us in word and sacrament that increases our faith. And as our faith increases, our prayer life will increase. The persistence of our prayers will increase. And so we need to have faith in order to be persistent in prayer. And at the end of this section, Jesus asks the question, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Jesus' question expects a yes answer. When Jesus returns, he will find faith on the earth. Why? Because he creates it. He preserves it through the means of grace, through the gospel in word and sacrament. We need faith to be persistent in prayer. God gives us that faith as he forgives our sins in the gospel, in word, and sacrament. "I tell you," Jesus said, "he will see that you get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" God has chosen you and me in Christ. We are his chosen ones. God called us to faith and will preserve us in faith to our deaths or when he returns. He will give us justice then, when we die or when he returns, and he will give it to us quickly, as he gives us all blessings now, quickly. When you and I die, in that instant, we will receive the justice that God has promised. When our Lord Jesus returns, we will receive the justice that he has promised. And that is the justice against our sins that fell on his Son Jesus on the cross. That full payment, temporally and eternally, for our sins that Jesus suffered in his own body on the tree. And that he satisfied. He is the atoning, the full paying sacrifice for our sins. And so it is justice, it is God's justice in his grace, that when we die, we will be in heaven just as he promised. That when our Lord Jesus Christ returns and we are changed in the twinkling of an eye, that we will be at the right hand of God, just as he promised. We rely on God's grace, and we rely on God's changeless justice because we are His chosen ones. We rely on that justice that will come quickly to hear God say, "Come, my chosen ones, inherit that kingdom prepared for you before the creation of the world." While we wait, cowardice of heart and fear of spirit try to overcome us as seemingly, and I stress, seemingly, God isn't listening to us sometimes, or that God doesn't care, or that God, forbid, would ever give us anything that would hurt us, or harm us, or hinder our salvation. It is human nature, under those circumstances, to give up. To begin to think, you know, God doesn't really care. God isn't really listening to me. So I might as well not even bother anymore. Or to think God is going to do what He wants anyway, so why should I even pray, which is totally unscriptural. Or that God is like that evil judge, that He doesn't care about men, that He doesn't care about what His Father in heaven has commanded Him to do. Jesus cared very much about those things, and that's why He willingly went to the cross for us, to pay for our sins, to bear all of our sins. God commands us to pray. God promises to hear our prayers. God promises us that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. We have experienced that God has answered our prayers in the best way. Have you ever been grateful God didn't give you something you prayed for? And were glad that He gave you something different? I am. And I'm sure if you're honest that you would recognize that as well in your life. Our hearts can make all kinds of horrific accusations against God. But we pray, "Father, forgive us for that." How often can you and I, and do you and I, keep going to God and saying, "Father, forgive me for that. Forgive me for those thoughts. Forgive me for those words. Forgive me for those actions of sin that I have committed against somebody else." Don't we bring those to our God over and over again? That's our persistence in prayer. To keep coming. To never give up. To be patient. To be persistent. And to be insistent. Listen again to Luke tell us what the meaning of this parable is. Jesus told this parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Continual prayer is powerful and effective when the righteous person takes it to the throne of grace. It is not ever an exercise in futility. Persistent prayer is real courage. It is real courage that seeks justice from God, and it is real courage that accepts the justice that God gives. Amen.